Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023, but let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
First and Pod, hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
All right, welcome into another edition of First and Pod. Danny Parkins, Andrew Filippone. Thanks for being here. Subscribe, rate, review every team, every week, every game. Coming to you after a winning under bet for your boy, Chargers Dolphins. Chargers 23, Dolphins 17. Just going to give you a couple of stat lines, Pony. One quarterback was 10 for 28 for 145 yards with a touchdown. Started the game, I believe, 3 of 17 passing. The other quarterback was 39 of 51 for 367 yards with a touchdown and a bunch of quote-unquote social media throws. You still on the Tua over Herbert side of this argument?
No, I don't want to be that guy who still digs his heels in here and says after this game that, you know, I'm still all in on Tua. I would still buy low on his stock because of their schedule. I mean, I think they'll probably go to Buffalo and lose again next week. And then from there, I think they'll probably win out and still be probably either the 4 or 5 or the 5 or 6 seed. More likely the 6, I would say, depending on what happens with Lamar Jackson with the Ravens. But that was a brutal look for him tonight, especially given how bad the Chargers defense was banged up. No Derwin James. This should have been a bounce back game for the Dolphins. That's why they were favored in the game, because of all the injuries. It was a Dolphins crowd like it usually is for the Chargers. Every game for them is basically a road game. And so, yeah, it's a troubling game. You called it that, you know, this was going to be a game that told us a lot about Tua. And I think that'll be the narrative from this game. Like, is he just a byproduct of having the great scheming coach and having all the weapons on offense? And tonight it looked like he was that.
He was so bad, man.
Yep.
And talked about it before last week's game against the Niners, had this stretch coming up. Like, I wanted to see if they were contenders or pretenders, and my radar was up on them being pretenders. Like,
yep,
a fun team, an exciting team, a playoff team, but a quarterback short of really being special, because in the AFC, you got to go through Mahomes and Allen and Burrow and that dude, man. You make fun of me for my eye test. Dave Wanstead comes on every week and makes fun of me and mocks my eye test. But I don't know how you can watch 11 hours of football every Sunday like we do and watch Justin Herbert play the position and think that there's three more physically talented dudes in the world that play that sport. He's unbelievable.
Well,
he has so much talent around him that has been injured. It just seems so apparent to me that, like, if he had a season, they showed the graphic. He hasn't had his tackles since week three, plus Corey Linsley's been out. But this is the first game all season that Williams and Allen finished the game together. First game all season.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on.
Well,
it's not his fault. It's just not his fault. And that's just apparent. And he's playing with a rib injury.
Like, I picked them to win the Super Bowl, so I was not a hater before the season started.
No, I know you weren't. I picked them too. I know.
But I do have to say that was not – my takeaway from this game was more about the way Tua looked so bad than it was about how good Herbert looked. I think at the end of the day, honestly – well, I think honestly, if the Dolphins are themselves offensively, they win the game. The Chargers did not have a great offensive game, not even close. I mean, their yardage says they were good. They scored 23 points. It's the same number of points today as the Houston Texans scored. 23 points is not a, in today's NFL, is not a great offensive performance. Their defense.
No question. But again, watching the game, like, Herbert was under pressure a ton. He was making something out of nothing often. I mean, that throw to Keenan Allen on the sideline in the fourth quarter where Allen catches the ball and just immediately points back at his quarterback. He thought that he had been covered out of the route.
Yep.
And he, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm with you. Like, they are flawed because they are injured. And it's a weird team, which we talked about in the week one pod, the preseason pod. Like, we both picked a team to win the Super Bowl because of the talent on their roster that was going to play 17 road games. You know, I know home field advantage matters less in the NFL than ever before, but they have no home field advantage in any game. They have no fan base. So I don't know. I am continually blown away by Herbert. I think he is. I mean, it's hard to say that he's the same as Mahomes and Allen because he just hasn't done it in the playoffs, obviously. But again, my very rudimentary scout's eye, right? No one's hiring me for a front office anytime soon. But I'm not sure that there are things on the football field that Mahomes and Allen can do that Justin Herbert can't. Obviously, the power running game for Allen is unique to him of those three. But, like, in terms of throwing the football, I don't know that there's anyone who's, like, a class above him.
Well, he's got great weapons when they're healthy. And both of them were in this game, the wide receivers. And Williams has really come on the last 2 years.
He's awesome.
And has entered that list of, like, A-minus wide receivers in the NFL. And Allen's been in that caliber club for a very long time. So I think I've reached the point where I want to see them play Kansas City a third time. They'd be my choice for the third wild card. I think they would give Kansas City the best game. And it would be interesting to see Kansas City try to beat them three times, especially with where Kansas City's defense is at right now. Their margin for error because of how they're playing defensively has shrunk a great deal here in the last couple of weeks.
All right, let's get to the games. As I was making the rundown for this one, I decided to just create a new rule. Okay. because I don't like going to NFL games. So if there's a game big enough where one of us actually attends the game in person, it automatically leads the show. And then if you add in that it's arguably the best rivalry in the NFL of the 21st century, it has to lead the show. So Kenny Pickett gets injured. You were there. Steelers, Ravens, Mitch Trubisky throws three picks. In your mind, the biggest story of that game was what?
Well, I think it's the quarterback injuries. I think it's the quarterback injuries, probably more so for the Steelers because it's Pickett's second concussion and the way it was handled. He went out of the game and then he came back in and he didn't take a hit or anything for them to take him out of the game permanently. Something either happened where he self-reported more symptoms or they saw something that they didn't like once he went back into the game. So if this were a typical Steelers-Ravens game that was in prime time, and if this had happened to Ben Roethlisberger and not Kenny Pickett, it would be a gigantic story. But it gets swept under the rug because the Steelers aren't that relevant, and Pickett really is not. He's a first-round quarterback, but he's not a huge name, big name first-round quarterback. So that kind of slips under the radar. And then, like, I would just say the other, you know, probably 1A story is, or 1B story is that Huntley got injured and the Ravens were down to their third string quarterback, Anthony Brown, and they went on a 7-minute drive in the fourth quarter against one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Allegedly.
To win the game. Allegedly, to win the game. And that's a game that they did not win last year. That's the type of game in December of last year without Lamar that they lost. So that's kind of a flex game for Harbaugh that he was able to go into Pittsburgh, lose his quarterback for most of the second half, and come away with a win.
Yeah, you know, that's what I kind of wanted to ask you about. I knew you'd have the Steelers part of it covered. Like, we talk about the AFC in a, I think, understandable way, and the odds makers agree with us, of these, like, three generational quarterbacks who, you know, Bengals in the Super Bowl, Chiefs, the run of AFC championship games, obviously with a couple Super Bowl appearances and a ring, and then the Bills, who preseason favorite and have put up huge performances in playoff games, even if sometimes it's come in losses. And then, oh yeah, by the way, there's the Ravens, who are now 9-4 and the 3 seed and crazy talented and crazy well coached and winning again without Lamar. Like, which team wants to avoid the Ravens, or do none of those three teams fear them in your mind? Like, is it the Chiefs because of their defense?
Well, I think for me it would be,
you know, I'm talking about like a set, you know what I mean? Like a second round game, like a second round game. Which team wants to play the Ravens the least? Because like right now it would be Ravens Dolphins or Ravens, you know, Jets as a first round game.
I mean, I would say Bengals just because I feel like the division thing of playing a team a third time, and I think that even though Burrow has, you know, the clutch gene and with Chase and their wide receivers, if healthy, I mean, they've been phenomenal together. And if their defense can be healthy, we saw what they did in the playoffs last year. But I think Harbaugh is a better coach than Taylor. And I would not want to give him a third game where he has seen the Bengals twice and he's able to kind of scout them maybe more thoroughly and have a more in-depth knowledge on what they do or what they want to do against them. So that would be my answer. I mean, I think that even though we saw it last year when Buffalo got New England a third time, it was just an embarrassment. They never punted in the game.
Yeah.
And Belichick's a better coach than McDermott. Zach Taylor to me right now is a guy that's just along for the ride. So that's how I see that.
I think that makes sense. I just think that the Chiefs offense is so great. But of those three teams, right, like points against, Buffalo's allowed 221, Bengals 265, Chiefs 298. But their point differential is still plus 86 because of their offense. The Bills is the only one that's better at plus 132, which is just ridiculous, which is why they're considered the favorite. And, you know, they actually do have the inside track to the one seed. But Chiefs got to figure out a way to just occasionally get off the field against good offenses. Because, like, their defense even made Russell Wilson and the Broncos come alive today. So I feel like that's the biggest vulnerability right now. Even though I wouldn't be picking against them anytime soon, they're still the Chiefs. They're still, like, you know, come at the king, you'd best not miss, that sort of thing. But, like, right now, today, week 14, it feels like the Chiefs' defense is the biggest vulnerability of those three teams.
And I thought Dobbins made a huge difference for the Ravens. They ran the ball like crazy. So getting him back off the IR of two knee injuries, I thought he looked really good, even though he had excuses not to be. Someone that affected the game that way. And then the last thing I'll say about Baltimore, you know, Buffalo, I don't think would be out of the woods against them either, just because their corners, with the way Allen's thrown interceptions this year.
Yeah.
There's a chance he'd give Baltimore extra possessions in a matchup like that. So I would actually like Kansas City the best of all three teams against them.
Okay. So I thought it was a real toss up on how to prioritize some of these games, but San Francisco Tampa was the national game. It was the game that everybody saw, and it was a complete blowout. Debo gets injured. They say now it's a high ankle sprain, 4 to 6 weeks. First round of the playoffs is 5 weeks from now. Let's start with the Niners side, even though the Brady side is certainly very juicy. Garoppolo down, Debo down. Niners still look dominant. Is the Debo injury enough for you to officially say they have no shot in the NFC? The Niners are no longer a contender. Are you there yet?
Yeah, I am. I am. I mean, I was there even with the way – I mean, I still don't have long-term aspirations for Purdy. You know, I still see – I mean, maybe at best he's a Mark Bulger type who went into that Rams system and was able to do well there when Warner kind of tailed off as a seventh round pick. But I don't know. I just feel like we're putting so much stock and faith in Shanahan's, quote, system and the players around him that even though the Bucs have an upper echelon defense and he lit them up today, I just don't. I think the book will get out on him and he'll look like a seventh round pick sooner rather than later.
So. I mean, McCaffrey was awesome again.
Yep.
He threw a pick that was called back on a defensive holding penalty. And it seemed like it would be a game swinging type of moment potentially. And the next play, he just stands in, takes a huge hit, and throws a touchdown pass. You know, it feels to me like he's playing kind of like YOLO. Like, no one expects anything of me. I'm not even supposed to have a career here. You know, he's got one shot. And I doubt it'll last 8 weeks. But we talk about this all the time. Like, when we were trying to talk about, last week, it was like, who do you like more, Eagles or Bills? And it was like, well, you kind of got to take the Eagles simply because of the path of the teams they have to go through. Dude, the NFC stinks. We'll talk about the Lions in a little bit, but like, I think there's only four teams that would be favored over the Lions right now in the NFC. And they might not even make the playoffs. You know, the NFC is the Eagles and a bunch of flawed teams and everybody else. So the Niners are only 9-1 to win the Super Bowl right now.
Well, their defense is great. Their defense is incredible.
That's what I'm saying. The defense is incredible. The path is easy. The offensive line is good. McCaffrey is great. Shanahan is great. They still have Ayuk. They still have Kittle. And Debo's, it wasn't like a ruptured Achilles or a knee. Like he could play in the playoff game. And, I mean, that guy's one of the three best athletes in the sport. Like, my guess is he's 100% for the playoff game just based on like how crazy he'll approach rehab. Like I can't do it. I can't downgrade them Because what would they be, a less than a touchdown underdog in Philly? Like,
I would give them almost next to no shot of winning in Philadelphia in an NFC championship game.
Okay, but they could get they easily could get to an NFC championship game. And if you can get to that game, you can win the NFC just because of how football works. So I'm not downgrading them. It's crazy to me, but they lost Garoppolo and they lost Debo and they kicked the ever-loving shit out of Miami and Tampa, two playoff teams, in back-to-back weeks. Like, it has been two non-competitive.
Well, I want to see the kid play on the road.
Fair enough.
That's going to be a big
fair,
one.
Yeah, fair. But, all right, so do you think San Francisco fans no longer want Tom Brady next year after how he looked today?
No, I don't. I don't think that's the case yet. I still think, you know, it was so his parents never go to games because they don't want to travel to Tampa anymore. They're there, given everything that's gone on in Brady's personal life this year. I'd have to think that this game meant every game is huge to him, but that this would even be ratcheted up so much more. And for him to look in their offense to look so anemic, like
his parents were there. You think Tom Brady was nervous playing in front of his parents?
Like, I don't think he was nervous. I think he put a higher value on this game than he does. I think he's allowed for some emotional stuff off the field to enter into his play this year and affect him. And I think the fact that he gets divorced midseason, everybody knows about it. Who knows how many more times his parents are going to get to see him play football? And they look like that today. I mean, I don't know. I think the competitor in him is like, I can't go out this way and I want to come back and play for somebody else next year. And he's going to think it's not me, it's you.
I mean, it'll be really interesting to see what happens the rest of the way, obviously.
It's the offensive line. It's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Well, but like so Carolina technically actually controls its path to winning that division, which is crazy, even though Tampa is still in first place right now. Like, Kornacki was going over it at halftime of Sunday Night Football in his weird khakis. But
how is that a job?
Dude, it's a high-paying one. I get how it's a job for the election. I don't get how reading the standings
right
is a job on Sunday Night Football. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Like, he has no inside knowledge or anything like that.
It's just the graphic and an understanding of how tiebreakers work.
Yes.
Is the entirety of that job. Yes. That is all it is. And reading a schedule. Yeah. It's ridiculous. But NBC's got to brand their guy. Their roster is talented. So, like, if they get healthy, they have a home playoff game. It'd be fascinating to see if it's like Bucks Cowboys in Tampa to open the postseason, which is like the odds on favorite for what it would be as of this moment. Like, Dallas is 7.5-point favorite in Tampa.
They won't be. They'll be
favored. It depends who's healthy.
But I just feel like every Bucks line has been them favored by a few points or an underdog by, like, Cincinnati comes to town. I've not looked at the look ahead line. I bet that they're probably at worst, maybe a 4 or 5-point underdog in that game. And I would say probably more like a 3.5-point underdog if I had to really guess. The Bucks get huge love.
Since he is a 3.5-point favorite in Tampa.
Yeah. The Bucks get huge love from the odds makers every week.
Well,
doesn't that seem like an easy one? Slam dunk, Cincinnati, lock it in now. Line's only going to go up.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah. It sure does. Yeah, that's true. But, okay, so, I mean, let's put it this way. If it's Dallas at less than 6, I will be betting Dak Prescott on the road against Tom Brady in a playoff game. What could possibly go wrong?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.